There's a lot of crazy things going on in the video game world right now. Like, a lot. You got PlayStation and Xbox kind of playing pass the buck on who's the bigger bitch for exclusivity. And yet at the same time, Xbox acknowledging PlayStation kind of cornering the market, but at the same time, they're buying the market. So who knows what all means what. And then you just got so much bullshit going on in terms of controversies. You got Forspoken. That was a game that came out that basically did not good, and its entire studio basically got absorbed into its parent company, which isn't good because essentially that means it became its own company from Square Enix because it was supposed to do its own thing, and then it failed at it, so then they just took it all back. Hell, and then you have Volition when they revealed exactly how much money they lost with the fucking what's the name of that game? The Saints Row reboot, which is terrible because as literally the only competition for Grand Theft Auto that actually was successful, the fact that it is no longer even applicable. I think I said that right. Is terrible. You have to forgive me. I am very sick. Like, there's no foreseeable like case in the future where they're gonna try to do another Saints Row again. Not until the gaming industry kind of stops being California, because that dumb shit that they did for the new Saints Row game was like that. Ugh, anyone and their mama could have told you no. They just like Jesus Christ, but. All of that, aside, I really ain't got time to be talking about all that. What I want to talk about is Hogwarts Legacy, because why not? But mainly because how dumb this actually is, or like the concept of saying that this game is controversial. It's only controversial in the sense of what the creator of Harry Potter has said that people have taken offense to, and the amount of backlash that has came from people trying to discern or boycott people purchasing the game. Now, it has sold, what is like over 800 million copies or made $800 million. It hasn't even came out on the other on like the previous gen consoles yet, so it hasn't even been on the 4 or the Xbox One, and yet it's sold this well already. If anything, also kind of letting you know like exactly how many people have had like has the new next gen stuff, so like PlayStation 5s and Xbox Series X, and people having it on PC. And for the most part, my opinion towards the game is that I plan on buying it when I do purchase a PlayStation 5. Ain't nothing on the 5 that came out yet that's like, ooh, I want to get a 5. Let alone essentially being a Harry Potter fan. I'm a fan of Harry Potter, but I'm not like the biggest fan. And if anything, well, I shouldn't even say a fan. I like Harry Potter. That'd be it. I just have a really, really good memory, but not really a uber fan or anything like that. I just have a really good memory. It was like I like it for the most part, but like the concept of the game itself was still interesting to me. Hell, the notion of replayability is kind of one of those things. It's like that's that. It's really lame how people are trying to sell it because it seems as if there's only one mission that generally instills the act of replayability or just different interactions that you'll get with other characters simply because you belong to the same house that they belong to. And that's lame. That's really lame. Really lame. Also, all the characters are ugly as shit. But for the most part, the game itself seemed. The story, from what I can tell, from what I've been told, is abysmal, which is not good. It has the same, four-pronged skill setting of cooldown, basic attack until spell charges up, and then you could do a thing, notion going for it. It really is a mediocre game. It seems as if it's a mediocre game that just happens to be based within the world of Harry Potter, which. It's not a bad thing, but one of the things that is giving high praise for it, or that it's collecting high praise from like all the people who are playing it, is that if you've been paying attention to video games as of late, there has been a current trend of essentially shit after shit being released and done, or these long, ridiculous narrative games that essentially require no type of skill. And then as soon as someone does something different that's outside the box of those narrative games, well, people praise it to high heavens for being original and intrusive, or like just really, really good. Because it's either you got the narrative games, the sequels that just keep coming out yearly, or these games that essentially are just very much mediocre that everyone praises to high heaven simply because of the fact that, hey, this doesn't follow the same motif as a FPS or God of War for whatever reason. And you know, that's terrible in its own right, but that is currently just how shit is being done. So I have no problem with Harry Potter getting accolades on that because of the fact that it's like, yeah, well, you got to understand exactly how big and how much people like and enjoy Harry Potter. So just being a student in Hogwarts, it's just like, yeah, I understand that. But getting into the nitty-gritty of the controversy itself, or just how people have been responding towards this game, has been very, 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 very disturbing. These people are fucking idiots, all right? Like just outright fucking idiots. You gotta say it like that, and you have to understand that that's the only way that this could possibly be comprehended. There is nothing, I mean nothing, that should ever be in the right state of mind that could excuse anyone saying that someone should basically end themselves simply because they played a game that you don't like. That should never happen, ever, right? That should never be a cause of a thing that you should do or be able to do. But that's what these people are essentially are clamoring for. Hell, it got so bad that you had someone who essentially called JK something on Twitter, and then they threatened to sue them if they did not make a apology because of what they were saying, which was horrendous and insensitive and crazy. And they did. And it's like, yeah, you know she got stupid money. You don't want to go up against those lawyers. And it's like, you might get your ass thrown in jail for saying some shit that's really fucked up for no reason other than the fact that you're just caught in your emotions because you disagree. That's stupid. That's incredibly stupid. Yeah, and that person made a public apology and essentially got a bunch of other people backpedaling from doing anything else, or basically coming under scrutiny from having that same situation happen. Because, you know, when push comes to shove, these people show you their true colors. You know, it's that mindset that someone on the internet might call you a bad word all day long. They might type it all day long, but in your face, they won't say anything. That's just the world that we live in, right? Well, now, but essentially, what has been going on with this Hogwarts legacy is that, you know, if you care to look up what it is that J.K. Rowling actually said and what these people essentially are clamoring for, or what they're getting upset about, then, you know, whatever your opinion is, whatever your opinion is. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. J.K. Rowling was a huge left-wing person beforehand, and then essentially she said one thing that they didn't all generally agree with, and then everyone lost their fucking mind, and it just immediately was trying to turn and destroy her. Why? I don't know. Because when the chips are down, these people will eat each other. That's just how they go. And she still, to this day, is the same left-leaning person. It's just that she disagrees on this one statement for these people, and they just and that's hilarious in its own right. But the people who play the game should no way, shape, or form be punished because of this. That's J.K. Rowling's personal opinion on things, and it has nothing to do with anyone who's playing a video game. Nothing at all. And I've talked about this before, and I've said this before, but you still have the people that you have now tripping over this. And it's just disgusting to see it be that way. Because again, these people don't call to boycott the movies. They don't go to the Harry Potter world at Universal Studio and boycott in front of there. It was just the game, which was odd in its own right, because it's like, well, if it got this big and it got this passionate, why not? Why didn't it expand into those other areas? And it didn't. It just still is only just the game. So that's already a weird thing. So hope someone can look into that, exactly why that is. In the future, maybe internet historian will do something about it. But you have to from going from there, it just seeped really into the cesspool of this odd repetition of now people are playing the game or they might be streaming the game, and then it became a massive concept of just trying to berate and destroy these people, right? So now you would have streamers playing the game and just getting berated in their chat and whatnot. Hey, you're a bigot, you're this, you're that, you're blah 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 blah. And it's like, wow, you people are saying some of the most disgusting things about someone who's just playing a game. The personal views or the views of the creator aren't even showcased in the damn game, right? They don't even pop up as something to even be a topic of discussion. Yet, you feel the need to destroy someone who, one, livelihood is generally based off of the games that they play and the interest that they amount that they amass from playing said games, right? It's generally the same concept as like journalists who have to jump on a story immediately because you get the most clicks by being the first one to talk about this, much like why certain journalists would review games terribly because, oh, we got to hurry up and play it. That way we can talk about it so we can move on to the next game, because we can't spend hours upon hours playing this game to talk about the game, even though the game itself requires hours upon hours to actually be invested into it. Hell, it's one of the reasons my a shameless plug here. One of the reasons my video game reviews are as, like, you know, they're as terrible as they are, because not terrible in the sense of them being bad, but it's like when I get around to actually playing a game, because I'm so goddamn busy, but when I do get around to playing a game and when I finish playing it, then I make a review about it, just so people can get my understanding of the game itself. I don't generally care when the game came out or the interest people might have with it. Hell, I do my shit years after a game has came out. And again, it's only because the game itself was something I considered interesting to play in the first place. But for the most part, it's never anything that's like, oh yeah, I'm tied to this chronicle of like, yeah, I definitely need to release this review, hurry up or whatever. Hell, and then I judge the game based off of when I played it, not how it was in this initial launch or anything like that. Hell, for the most part, I love The Witcher, The Witcher 3. I thought that game was fantastic. But at the same time, I also know, because I stay in the know with video games, it is The Glitcher 3, right? And even playing it when it was all fixed and whatnot, with all the DLCs and everything, there were still bugs. You know what I mean? Like, what game doesn't have bugs? Especially games that come out nowadays. But you understand what I'm coming from, right? So it's like, when you have people whose livelihood essentially is amassed by having a fan following of people who follow them playing the latest and newest game and whatnot, then it's like, yeah, they kind of got to stay on the up and now towards this shit. So regardless of how you feel about them playing the game, they actually kind of need to, because that's their bread and butter. You know, playing new games is their bread and butter. People seeing their reactions to the shit, that's the culture that has been amassed through the streaming community. So, I mean, hell, it's how PewDiePie became PewDiePie. So just, it's understandable for them to even want to approach the game, let alone whether or not they would even enjoy playing it. But these people don't care. They just do not care. Hell, you had a famous streamer, regardless of how you feel about it, I don't remember his name. It was Hassan? I'm not sure. But you had them come out and basically say how there's so many different streamers that are just going to be afraid to play this game because they know the backlash that they're going to get from playing it. And then you had the other examples of essentially streamers playing the game and then just getting berated online to the point where a bunch of VTubers have been harassed like crazy. Some people that are streamed have quit. You had some people who basically were live on stream while crying and feeling bad about what happened. And generally, my thoughts on that, like I said, it is atrocious to do things like that to somebody, just especially just because they're playing a game you don't agree with. Fuck all that noise. That's the bottom line, is that that's just outrageous. But you also have to understand, you amass this kind of audience, right? Now, the girlfriend stream, if you don't know, it's a streaming channel. I believe it's on YouTube, where it's a boyfriend who plays a game and his girlfriend is commenting on the game while he's playing it. Dope idea. Adorable as hell. Like, that's an adorable idea. Like, more than anything, when I heard about it, I was like, aw, that's nice as shit. I was like, what if they play two players? And then she played with him, and she's like bad at games, but I don't know. But like, that's the first thing that popped in my head when I heard about this. But then when I heard about her being like the little clip that went around of her crying on stream, or basically being so upset that she had to leave from the stream while he was trying to play the game, I was like, yeah, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. But, and I say this with a big but, comma, dot, 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 you name it. They also have gone on record to say, fuck J.K. Rowling. They do not agree with her politics or what she believes in. They don't care about that, right? It was like, well, they don't care about her opinion on that. Fuck that. And then they even went so far as to say that the money that they make while playing the game, they were going to donate. They even showed people that they fucking donated. And I was like, yo, what more could you ask for? But again, that's the kind of community you have amassed. By outwardly going fuck JK and basically positioning yourself with these crazy people who essentially do this shit just like towards JK. Well, again, much like with what happened to her, as soon as you did something that they didn't agree with, then they were going to attack you. That's on you, right? It's wrong that it happened, but that's the community that you built up. Those are the people whom you cater to. And these people are bad people. They're horrible. They're malicious. They're terrible. They shouldn't be, but they just are. And regardless of the intent, even for the fact that it's like, you know, they constantly restating, we're going to donate this money. We're just playing this game. They enjoy Harry Potter, but they're playing this game, but they don't agree with JK and everything she says. And as a form of protest, essentially, depends on how you figure it, but for me, it's a form of protest. I'm going to donate the money that I amass from the stream of playing this game and give it to a charity that's associated with something I believe that, you know, will go against whatever the trans stuff and whatnot. That's all well and good. But again, the audience that you have amassed by thinking this way thinks this way, right? And so because of that, like they will attack you to bring your politics into something like this. And it's like, well, one of the reasons why they tell you as an entertainer, you probably shouldn't indulge or showcase your politics towards people because it kind of gets you caught up. Only recently, well, I say recently, but only really because of social media, the ability for celebrities to tell people every thought, every concept, and everything that pops into their head as if it's important became a phenomenon that has let everyone know exactly where people stand within certain subjects. Even though those are the last fucking people we need to take seriously about any type of goddamn subject. Most people who live in Hollywood are really fucking stupid, all right? Yeah, they're just really fucking stupid. Californian mindset is a dumb mindset. It is so, so backwards and ridiculous. But you have so many corporations and companies that deal with entertainment that are stationed in California that when it gets to the point of essentially trying to figure out what does the rest of the world or regular people actually think about and deal with, they have no fucking idea because they're not normal. They're their own breed of people. And I'm sorry if you feel this type of way by me saying something about California, but hey, you know that your state is fucking weird. It's fucking weird, all right? Jesus Christ, your state is fucking weird. You got more gays than anybody, and yet you guys were one of the people who voted against gay marriage. It's fucking weird, right? It's fucking weird. Oh, man. But for whatever reason, people like to essentially associate and assume and identify with everything that kind of goes on within California as like this general inclusiveness towards all entertainment. thus why we have the movies that we have now and the idiotic trends that we have now that essentially don't go anywhere because regular people don't fucking like it. Disney keeps scratching their head as to why people don't want to see their movies, and the answer is right there in front of you. Regular people don't like this, and then they go to California and ask people, and they go, "Nope, that's exactly what we like." And they just they've lost the plot entirely because they're fucking stupid. But that essentially is something that I can't overlook that. And to the point that they've been on record before saying, you know, fuck JK. And it's like, yeah, you don't see how that mentality is the toxic mindset that's led to these people berating and attacking you, because they assume that you were in that same wavelength as them of, we agree with everything you got to say. But then because they feel entitled about that mindset, that as soon as you say one thing that they disagree with, it became a burn bridge, end all justification of everything that's like involved with you. How dare you stream Hogwarts Legacy after you said this about JK? I thought you were my ally. Let's just burn this bitch down. Weird fucking shit, right? Yet normal people like myself, there's plenty of people I watch or listen to that give opinions or they talk about things that I disagree with. And my mindset isn't that, oh, let me just, I'm no longer going to indulge in their content or anything like that. No, for the most part, I enjoy their content. It's just that I don't agree with everything that they say. That has nothing to do with anything. That's just a fact. It's like, hey, they believe this. I don't. The end. That's it. It's like, hell, even when it comes to politics, they believe that. I don't. So what? The end. Being malicious towards this stuff is when you cross the fucking line. Understanding and just not agreeing is one thing. But when you're malicious towards it, oh, yeah, you cross the fucking line. So, like I said, I don't agree with the action that people have been taking towards these streamers and this harassment and shit like that, because that's just really fucked up. But again, with the quotations, exclamation mark, to amass those types of people as your followers, to join in the same ilk as those people, you got to take the good with the bad. And that is definitely the fucking bad. And it's like, yeah, there are people who will stay with you and they'll ride or die, right? And it's like, we've seen this with these crazy people. They are ride or die when it comes to this shit. But as soon as you do one thing that they don't like, they will turn on you fast as hell. That's just how they are. That's who they are. But if you were to amass a following, a fandom of people who essentially would understand that, hey, even though you might agree on this, that, and the third, and I disagree with it, well, I can still continue enjoying your content because I enjoy your content for what it is. But again, as soon as your mindset is like, yo, fuck JK, we're going to talk about how fuck JK. And I'm not saying that that's what they did, but I'm being facetious. If you don't know, but it's just the fact that they did that, right? Because even in like a previous stream that the girlfriend streams thing did, and it was like, there's like, we don't agree with what JK said. And it was like, yeah, fuck JK. And I was like, well, there goes your problem. And I was like, as soon as they said that, I was like, oh, well, there's your problem. I was like, there's your problem right there. You had those people who essentially were treating JK like that, thinking you were okay with treating JK like that. And then they came running to you. And then because of that, now they're treating you the way how they're treating her, because they put you in the same ilk. And you're not. You're definitely fucking not. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, it's politics. If that's what she believes and this is what you believe, what the fuck does that have to do with your content? What does that have to do with Harry Potter? What does that have to do with you and your streaming or you playing video games? Not a goddamn thing. It's politics. There's like things that shouldn't even be mentioned or talked about in the realm of whatever it is you're doing in the first fucking place. But even if they were, if that's something that you did, you know, if you guys talk about how you felt about certain social matters and things like that within your stream, there's like, okay, well then this is what happens when those people turn on you because you said something they didn't like. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's a pill nonetheless. And I, like I said, I disavow and I feel terrible for anyone who has to go through this harassment because it's fucked up. You're just playing a game. I'm still going to play Hogwarts Legacy, but I'm not doing it until I get a 5. I already said that. But, yeah, and I'm not getting a 5 anytime soon because, again, there's no game on the 5 that's worth getting. Maybe Spider-Man, but I'm not getting that as soon as it first come out. Like, I'll wait for the DLC and everything, and I know the story's going to be fucked up, and who knows how much they're going to change graphic-wise when it first come out. But I can wait. I can definitely wait. Especially for the DLC side, I can definitely wait. I can definitely, definitely wait. They're gonna fuck up Venom anyway. But yeah, it's just this thing is so ridiculous. And then like the game itself is starting to die down in terms of being like, you know, number one and shit. It's not gonna have any DLC because they're immediately working on the sequel. I really wish that the story itself was better. You know, like it would be an amazing story, but it seems really bland. Hell, even the voice for the created character or the character that you play as in the game it's a really lackluster voice acting for both the male and female voice. It's really abysmal of a voice. I did not like that. I didn't like that at all. I was like, man, there's like there's no oomph in anything. Like they approach every situation and every concept with like little to no emotion. Even saying Avada Kedavra, which is like it's the killing curse. So it's like even having them say it a little bit malicious because they're murdering people. Should have had some type of flair done into the voice acting, but it's like there's none of that. I find that so disappointing, but that's just me criticizing the game from what I've seen. So again, you'll probably get my review when I review it in 2027 when I finally get around to playing Hogwarts Legacy. Oh shit, well I'm gonna go now because I am still sick. But I did just want to talk about that one situation or that that thing that happened. But for the most part, hey, this shit ain't it ain't that big of a deal. If you're trying to stop JK from getting some money, you can't. She already got it. And they're going to keep making Harry Potter shit. And she's going to keep getting paid for it. So just that ship has sailed. But to harass and go after these people who are just playing the game, stop it. Don't do it. Listen to Michael Jordan. It's not right. All right, that's it. This has been another episode of Fun with Flight, my videos. You know, just goodbye. I'm fucking sick.